can tell you if you can still hear it here on Night Tracks Radio. SOS Band had to take you back in time just a little bit, but as we delve into our future endeavors, singer, songwriter, and musician, and Lord have mercy, she is captivating, super talented, Sophia Galante, with her latest single, Options. But I want to get knee deep in that 2021 debut EP, Sophia. So on behalf of Night Tracks Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome Sophia Galante. How are you doing, my queen?
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you crystal clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is truly mine. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your new hit single.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love it.
You know, I want to step back in time in Doctor Who's Time Machine with your debut EP, Sophia. One of my favorite songs on that EP is Intimate Feeling. And I wanted to ask you, going into that particular project, being your introduction and your debut EP, how did you feel overall with the finished album?
First of all, thank you for loving it. I truly feel like I made the exact music that I really love to listen to, or that's my favorite music. I'm only a couple of years into being an artist, but I'm probably like 6 years into working in the music industry. And so I feel like I really, like the 5 years prior to releasing that music, I was really, really focused just into the music that I love, like the neo-soul era, the jazz, like a lot of jazz, stuff like that. So I feel like by the time I made this music, all of my influences were very like prevalent, and they were very just at the forefront of my mind when I was making the music. So I'm so happy that this is the first body of work I ever put out, because I truly love every single, there's like nothing that I regret on this record.
Well, the entire album, you did a masterful job, and I love how you were able to balance an evil and even rawness, but also a smooth texture to the album. And I also want to, oh, my pleasure, and I also want to talk about the production concept of the album. Who were you working with as far as in that Kendrick spirit, as far as working with a producer who was able to completely understand what you were looking for, what you were striving for on the album?
Well, what's interesting is that, so mostly all these songs I wrote the music for, like on the piano. I oversaw like everything. I had one like young kid, honestly, that I connected with for a period of time, who produced the record Love Me, and he added a lot of production elements to Intimate Feeling. And then Frank's Interlude, like that's all me, and I just had a bass player like play bass over it. And then the Chicago record, I work with this really talented jazz band in LA. They're called Catalyst with a K. They like arranged and played on the Chicago record, which is the more jazz record. And then Hey Baby, I played piano on that, and then I had a violinist play on it. So it really was a lot of heavy lifting on my own. I'm lucky that I connected with a few musicians to help bring the vision to life on a few of those songs. But what's interesting is like most of these songs first worked from just me writing on the piano, like in my bedroom.
Okay. Well, again, the way that you were able to weave the production aspect of the album was wonderful. And also, I want to touch upon your vocal prowess. You have, I think there's two different categories. You have singers and you have vocalists. And I look at you as being a vocalist because your voice is very textured, very smooth, very endearing, and the album concept that I see from this, the Sophia debuting EP, is that you have such an intimate setting. And I wanted to ask you, through the process of writing the songs or coming up with the concept of the EP, what were some of the things that you were able to bring from your own personal life experience to bring such a level of transparency and connection with the album?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Well, first of all, can I ask how you found my music?
How do I find it? Actually, I found the music on Apple, and I have to commend my staff because they do an exceptional job, because I don't let any music get by me. And one of my staff members came to me and said, "Teddy Bear, you have to find this artist that we actually located." I said, "Well, what's going on?" "She sounds fantastic."
"Oh, yeah.
She sounds bad." I said, "Wait a minute now, you know who I am?" "No, trust me. If you don't like her, this and that, you can dock my pay." I said, "You know, I have no problem doing
it." Hilarious. Shout out to them. That's so cool.
Oh, man. So I said, "Okay, well, let me hear it." So I listened to the
music. Thank God I was good.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I've had the pleasure of conversing with a lot of great artists over these past, 15 years. And your voice is smooth as a baby's touch. And it's very endearing. It's very transparency. And I think what a lot of listeners yearn for, they want that level of transparency. And you seem to do an incredible job being able to convey that through your music. How much of your personal life experience were you able to incorporate with your debut album, Sophia?
Yeah, I mean, all of the songs were based off of true experiences. And what's so special about writing your first album is that, like, there's not as much pressure that you put on yourself, because no one has heard any of your music before. There's nothing to compare it to. So what I love about, you know, the first project is that it was really, it kind of just like flowed out of me. It wasn't like now I write music, it's my job. But at the time when I wrote this, it was really like, I wrote these songs when I was processing something in my real life. Like intimate feeling really came to me at a time when I didn't even know that I was gonna write a song. I happened to be just like, analyzing an experience and a relationship that I had with somebody, and I like fell on this weird idea of how I felt connected to them physically but so disconnected to them like emotionally and mentally, and that's where like the whole chorus of intimate feeling came. So I was just like analyzing it for my own like therapeutic benefit, and I happened to be next to my piano and I wrote the song. So I think it's cool how like so much of these songs came to me so organically. So that's what's really special about this project.
Without question. One of the things I've always found fascinating about a woman has so many different layers to her, from being able to communicate the passion, understanding, being able to deal with so many levels of her transitioning, of trying to really, it's like trying to, like having an onion and trying to peel so many different layers of an onion to get to the core, to find out the essence of what she is. And I wanted to ask you, from a standpoint, who is Sophia Yolande? Who is she?
Sophia is definitely someone who's very straightforward, very confident with how she expresses herself publicly, and like very unapologetic with that, but at the same time also very soft. What I think is so interesting about so much of this music is that like people always describe my music as I evoke this energy of being super confident and like very into like who I am. Like I love who I am, but I want people to also know that like I'm super super sensitive and soft and emotional as well. But what I do love about myself and my artistry is that I just have, like, no shame about it. You know, like, there's no shame about like just who I am expressing that. So, yeah.
Well, it definitely resonates through the music. Now, I want to talk about the, as far as the business side of the industry, which can be very tedious, especially being an independent artist, but I think it's also a wonderful experience because you have complete creative control of your vision and your journey. And I know I've always commented, you know, signing these record deals can be almost a sign of giving yourself or signing a slavery contract because the label benefits and you don't from it. And I wanted to ask you, what has it been as far as I'm giving you an introduction to who I am? How has it been able for, how have you been able to navigate as far as getting your project out there, being able to use the variables of social media to let people know that you do have a new single and you also had a debut album out?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard, but I would say TikTok is very helpful when it works for you. Intimate Feeling is my most popular song because it had a few moments on TikTok. Like, it was never a single or anything, but, yeah, there's pros and cons to it. Like, obviously social media, I have worked in the industry before being an artist, so I have knowledge of just how, like Spotify and all these things work, so that's helpful as well. But I think on the other side of it, working in the industry sometimes doesn't help me either because I still am an independent artist. I still do everything myself. I still have similar like lack of resources to other independent artists who know less about the industry. So it's a that's something that's like very heavily, you know, it's a heavy thing to deal with. Of course, I have creative freedom to do whatever I want and make my own decisions without asking anyone. But yeah, social media, being familiar with like how to advertise properly on these platforms as well. So yeah.
You know, one of my things that aren't as far as previous artists that were signed to major record labels that are now independent, what I've seen and done, which I'm very proud of, they get a distribution deal and they're able to make a significant amount of money by licensing their own products, whether they're promoting the music, t-shirts, any kind of memorabilia, which I think is wonderful. And I still think a lot of them have a hard time dealing with as far as the whole streaming aspect, as far as monetary gain from streaming, because everything now on the stream here, you can sit up here, as you said, you can make a single or promote a single and it gets all these streaming focus, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram, and people go bananas. I think it was important that you did dip your toe on the business aspect because it did get you prepared to know what to deal with and how to deal with this industry. Now, speaking of that, has a major label, have they approached you yet about signing with them? And if so, what would it take for Sophia to actually put her name on the dotted line?
No, a major hasn't, but I'm definitely open to it. I feel like even though I'm a new artist, I feel like I have less artist. I don't need a lot of artist development because I know what my sound is. I know who I want to work with. So I feel like I would totally like be open to, you know, like a lot of, since I have so much knowledge of the industry and the business and like creative, it's just like what I need help with is really like just bringing that more elevated in the visibility. It's like just because I have a great sound and I put music out, like I still do so much of the music making myself. And I am totally looking more to collaborate. So I think like